Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. ENT is brought to you by Udemy. Udemy enables anyone to take and build courses online. Their goal is to disrupt and democratize education by enabling anyone to learn from the world's experts. Visit udemy.com and follow them on Twitter at Udemy. Of course, we want to thank them very much for their support of ENT. Welcome to ENT. I'm Kirsten Winkler.
And I'm Christopher. So today in tech news, the Granny Army helps India's schoolchildren via the cloud. Some 300 UK-based grandmothers volunteer to work as e-mentors for children in India. The women connect with the schools via Skype, and the children learn through objects the grannies hold in the camera. For instance, the Granny Cloud Project is the brainchild of Professor Sugata Mitra, best known for his hole-in-the-wall computer scheme, which put basic PCs in some of the poorest parts of India. The work is being supported by the School of Education, Communication, and Language Sciences at Newcastle University and MIT's iLab project. After 3 years in India, the project has now been extended to Colombia in South America. That's courtesy of the BBC.
Good to see things moving there, although I read that particularly the weakest schools who actually should adopt this project are a little bit resistant than, or more resistant than the more progressive schools.
But.
Okay, so another developing country, Egypt's government inks a deal to provide 10,000 tablet PCs to university students. You can read that on the next web. The Egyptian government has inked a deal to provide university students with 10,000 locally manufactured tablet PCs. Well, I suppose good for the economy as well. While it's unclear how students who receive the PCs will be chosen. They will be distributed over the next 6 months based on who the Ministry of Higher Education feels will best benefit from them. Mm-hmm. Announcing the initiatives at this year's ICT conference, Hussein Khaled, the Minister of Higher Education, said that the PCs will promote, quote, technological excellence, encourage the use of ICT tools in the education system, as well as a continuous educational process through e-learning. It's also hoped that the initiative will boost the local technology industry, provide job opportunities and provide local manufacturers with experience that will allow them to compete internationally in the market. So it feels a little bit oriental, though, with no precise things, but
It is. But you know, this idea of the local OEMs actually being able to make something out of this, you know, taking a reference design and running with it, that is probably more valuable than the the actual tablet deployment.
That's very important. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So crowdfund Wishbone helps smart kids to finance their education. Wishbone.org is a philanthropy website where you can crowdfund high-potential youngsters so they can afford inspiring after- and summer school programs. Wishbone only accepts seriously motivated students and produces its own polished video interviews with them, so it's easy to find someone who will really benefit from your donation. According to the article, it's not trying to start education programs, but rather bridge the gap between existing ones and the kids that need them. That's on TechCrunch. That's cool.
I think so. It was founded by a former teacher, and I think could potentially be is also backed by some high-profile people. And, of course, not only giving teachers the possibilities to use crowdfunding, but now students as well.
Yeah, students, right? It's great.
So news from a well-known startup, Christopher Tutor. They appoint Catherine Graham as new chief financial officer. So a good person to take care of all the money. Tutor announces today that it has appointed Catherine Graham as its new chief financial officer, CFO. Graham has over 20 years of experience in the banking and technology sectors and has managed a number of successful IPOs, strategic acquisitions, and organizational sales. Sitting CFO and Chief Operations Officer, COO, Robert Cohen, will continue to lead Tutor Operations in the role of COO. So some chairs moving, some new people, but Chief Financial Officer is a crucial job for.
Yeah, well, they're big boys now, so it's time for a little more infrastructure. On to K-12 and higher ed news. Ngrade raises $3 million to unify classroom management systems into a single platform. Classroom management tool suite Ngrade has closed a $3 million round of funding. The round was led by Rethink Education and joined by New Schools Venture Fund, as well as individual investors Greg Gunn, Zach Zeitlin, and Richard Chino. Ngrade was initially developed in 2003 by then high school student Bree Holt as a solution to increase communication between teachers and students. It was loved within the teacher community and grew organically to now 4.5 million users, including more than 400,000 teachers in all 50 states. The funding will allow Ngrade to serve significantly more educators by expanding its academic and outreach teams and strengthening its growing suite of tools. So see that over on newschools.org on their site. Gotta love when high school students actually, get it together and then it all comes together nicely for them.
That's nice to see, and I mean, 2003, that's an old school education startup, and, always been flying a little bit under the radar, maybe, compared with our next story, the guys from Edmodo getting some very high-profile coverage, of course. And, in very related news, as the two are, in my opinion, not so very different, Edmodo now serving 7 million users and 80,000 schools. TechCrunch story, Edmodo, the private and secure collaboration and classroom management system, announced that it has officially crossed 7 million users and is now being used in over 80,000 schools. So districts across the U.S. are now doing wide-scale implementations of and 80 of the top 100 largest school districts in the U.S. are on board. That includes Chicago Public Schools, Denver Public Schools, Delaware, Palm Beach, Florida, Clark County, Nevada, and Wake County, North Carolina. And, so as I said, Edmodo is pretty present in the...
No under the radar for them, but that's good. They've always been very cool. Mm-hmm. Even way back in the day, was that 3 years ago or something? This is good stuff. So New York's Columbia University gets $2 million for digital journalism research. Actually, not a bad idea to fund that. New York's Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism will receive $2 million from the Tao and Knight Foundations. This funding will be aimed at supporting the research that the Tao Center for Digital Journalism is conducting within the university, has been conducting within the university since its creation in 2010. This new research will focus on three aspects of digital journalism: impact, measuring how new practices and tools affect audiences and newsroom resources; transparency in journalism, focusing on public data, what's available, what's not, and what's useful and relevant to people's lives; and data visualization, examining which visuals work best in informing and engaging readers. So $2 million for infographics?
We'll see. I am hoping for more, and I would expect that from Columbia University to be a pretty decent project, actually.
Yeah, most likely. That's on the next web, by the way.
And the New York Times has a story that city limits school staff's contact with students via social media. So here's another one. So New York City public school teachers may not contact students through personal pages on websites like Facebook and Twitter, but can communicate via pages set up for classroom use. The city's education department said on Tuesday, after it released its first list of guidelines governing the use of social media by employees. The guidelines do not ban teachers from using social media and, in fact, recognize that it can offer tremendous educational benefits. Nor do they address cell phones and text messaging between teachers and students, which, according to a review by the New York Times of dozens of education department investigations in the past 5 years, have been more widespread and problematic. So guidelines,
I've written guidelines before. I don't know. I think they're trying not to run afoul of the Missouri ruling here.
We'll come to passing a bill in the next story, I think.
Yes, yes. Well, this is a fun one. Tennessee passes abstinence-based gateway sexual activity bill. So the state, part of our conservative South, has passed a long-mocked bill allowing parents to sue teachers and other outside parties for promoting or condoning gateway sexual activity by students. The controversial measure is intended to curb teen pregnancy and is an offshoot of the state's growing abstinence-based sex education program. At the heart of the matter, most of the controversy stems from the gateway sexual activity line, which remains vague and was not clearly defined before the bill went to vote. Some detractors argue that it could unreasonably punish teachers for allowing students to cuddle, hold hands, or even hug, whether in the halls, between classes, or at a school dance. So that, yeah. I'm sure that will reduce teen pregnancy. Absolutely.
That's very dubious. What is a gateway sexual activity?
I guess we'll find out when it goes to court. That's over on time.
Okay, let's move on to study and research, and there we get some information on internet speed. ACAMA, I suppose, so the global average tells us the global average connection speed dropped by 14% in Q4 of 2011. In the U.S. Alone, it's down by 5.3%. So Akamai published their most recent State of the Internet repost and finds that the average internet connection speed around the world was 2.3 megabits per second by the end of 2011. That's down by 14%, as said, from the previous quarter only. And in the U.S., which ranked 13th in its report, the average connection speed in the last quarter of 2011 dropped 5.3% to 5.8 megabits per second. In total, 8 of the top 10 countries in Akamai's report saw their average connection speed decline compared to Q3 of 2011. Worldwide, speeds declined in 93 of the countries included in this report and only increased in 41 countries. So if you want to see how your country performs, you can either visit TechCrunch and read the story or directly go on the report linked.
And that closes this episode of ENT. You'll find all the links to the articles we covered on EduQuest. Just go to eduquest.com/ENT7 if your internet speeds are fast enough to get you there. Also follow the EdNews ticker on Twitter at EdNewsTicker to stay updated during the week. You can also help us with the show. Just go to our new subreddit at ednewsticker.reddit.com and submit your own articles or vote and comment on those you want us to discuss during the show. ENT will be back on Friday. Until then, have a great rest of the week, everyone. We'll be right back.